Time to talk some local rugby with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this morning, mates?
Yeah, good morning, Mick. Good morning, everyone.
Mate, local juniors and seniors, what's the word?
Yeah, of course, we've got an experience there with the juniors for Central North on Sunday there, the 3rd. And that'll be a bit of fun when it comes to sorting out what we're going to do between the 11s and 18s for Central North when it comes to the country champs later this year in June. Also, over the last couple of days, we've had the Hunter have their experiential thing, picking kids and the like, even though there's been some rough conditions. But you can find out more through the Facebook pages there of Central North Junior Rugby Union and also Hunter Rugby if you want to find out more through the juniors. Also, from Friday, we've got some trials there in the North West Regional. So full stack teams there in Quirindi and Scone, which is great to see. And speaking of Friday, of course, the Quirindi Lions do have a trial match there against Rob College for about 6:30, so you can find out more through quirindirugby.com.au. But if you want to get yourself registered to play junior rugby, singing and young tackers there on Friday nights there at God's Acre in House Street, go through australia.rugby or go through the Rugby Explorer on your app and you can get yourself registered and be part of the experiential thing, which is rugby this year. Of course, when it comes to local rugby, the Sandhurst Central Rugby Premiership kicks off next weekend, the 9th. And the Belmont High Telescope Rummies are going to be on the Rood. They're going to be taking on Walker, Robert Walker. While at least in the big stuff, when it comes to Newcastle, both the Singleton Bulls and also the Maitland Blacks will be home for their first game. And that will be on the 23rd of next month. The divisional hasn't been thrashed out yet, and neither has the women's. So find out more, again, through the websites there, cnru.com.au and also hunterrugby.com.au. Speaking of which, the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield kicks off on Saturday. Launch on Friday, of course, at the next club, as we said last week. And the Hunter Wildfires will be taking on Gordon. And that'll be at number 2 Oval. So get out there from 10 o'clock and be part of it. Become a season ticket holder, etc., etc., etc. And also the Mighty Southern Districts Rebels through southerndistricts.com.au take on Manly in one of the great days down there at the home of World Rugby. So very good times ahead as the Charlton Hall Shoot Shield starts. Games are going to be on Stan if you've got the streaming service. I don't know why all the Wildfires games aren't on NBN in some shape or form, but that's NBN's problem to deal with.
Mm. Just very quickly, if you're looking for a game in the Upper Hunter, the Muswellbrook Heelers would love to hear from you this season as well. Now, let's talk a little Super Rugby. Great work by the Western Force securing a new coach, Simon Cron. He's a good man.
Yeah, Premiership winner coach there with the Shoot Shield in North. Also been assistant coaches as well with various Super Rugby teams. Has been working with the Toyota for Blitz in the Japanese Rugby League 1. And now he'll come back. Tim Sampson will be a little bit dazed as to why he lost the job. But Simon has been looking for a job, and the argument would be, well, he should be should have been the Waratahs coach before Rob Penny.
Yeah.
But that's how it works, and going to be interesting to see how it works itself out from that point of view. Of course, Super Rugby has 2 games this weekend. Great to see that the Fijian Drua and the ladies at 4 o'clock will take on our New South Wales Waratahs ladies. That'll be on Stan up on the Gold Coast. Why this isn't in Newcastle is a mystery. And then, of course, around about 7 o'clock, 7:30, we've got the Drua taking on the New South Wales Waratahs with Michael Hooper returning. And also the game that's on TV on Gym Channel 82 will have at 5 o'clock the ladies game between the Rebels and the Reds. And then, of course, at 7:30 there, the Westpac Queensland Reds take on the crew there from the Ray White ACT Brumbies in what is the top of the table clash. Next week, we'll talk a little bit about some fun and games when it comes to what we think we should do with Super Rugby. But one thing before I do go bare, don't be surprised if we see a lot of players walk out the door that haven't been selected in this 40-man squad for the Wallabies last week.
Oh, fair enough. They've got every reason to take their wares to the market and play for the highest bidder as far as I'm concerned. And just really quickly, I want to say I love my Waratahs, but I'm fast becoming a fan of Moana Pacifica and the Fijian Drua. I love the way both those clubs are playing football at the moment. They might not always win, but boy, they'll never die wondering.
No, they've been a fantastic addition. There's been some patronising thought process. We'll just let them in and then throw them out after 2 years. But we'll expand on that next week when we talk a little bit about what they should be doing with Harvey Norman Super Rugby moving forward. But interesting times ahead as the win, but also the Drua have left a few results out on the field as well.
All right, Weeksy, thanks for that. We will catch up and talk more sport on the Sideline View on Saturday. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Bear.